Hello, lovelies. I know it's been a long time since I've posted anything, but I've just been busy with life and other things. But hopefully I'm going to try to get back onto a more consistent schedule again. But for now, I have the obligatory 200 follower Q&A. Alright, so the first one comes from Charming Quark. Hi, congrats on the 200 followers. Oh, do you have a pet bearded dragon? Yes, I do. His name is Jotaro. I call him Jojo for short because my mother cannot pronounce Jotaro, even though, come on. And he is 6 months old. He's a very fat dragon. He's very spoiled. He's with me all the time. He's currently sleeping on my chest at the moment, all covered up in his favorite towel. And he just shuffled up against my neck. Yeah, he's a mama's boy. Just like the real Jotaro. When I first got him, he was all black and he had flecks of gold on his back. And just before we pulled up into the rescue shelter where I got him, my mother put on Walk Like an Egyptian. So I had to. To all the JoJo fans who listen, I had to do it. Reptiles are not very common pets around here, but I've met a friend of a friend's pet snake last weekend, and she was surprisingly cute and sociable. I love snakes. I'm thinking about getting a boa constrictor. It would be so cool to have a boa constrictor. If not any other pets. I've had cats and dogs, but who hasn't? Has working at an adult store helped shape any of your sexual preferences? Actually, no. I've been into BDSM for about 8 years now, and all of my hobbies are basically relate to the sexual side of things, hence the audios. And as soon as I found out, while we were passing by the sex store in my town, as soon as I found out about it, and when my mom described to me what it was and why we couldn't go there, I knew that's where I wanted to work. And I did. And it was great. And then it wasn't. I loved the work. I was really fucking good at my job. People came to that store just for me. But unfortunately, management is management. So, had to leave it, but I want to go back to it more than anything. Were you motivated to experiment with any sexual script / expression / kinks you wouldn't have been exposed otherwise, or at least not until later in your life? I've been exposed to a lot of kinks in my life. I used to be a professional dominatrix, so I am no stranger to the unusual, but what I've noticed is kind of weird and kind of appealing to me, actually, is the medical kink. Now, I fucking hate needles. I hate blood. I'm never, no. But I think it would be hot to dress up as a nurse and then be like, oh, well, I guess you need your cock stroked because we need a sample. That does sound fun. Thank you for all the wonderful audio experiences. Well, you're welcome. Alright, the next one is from Whittle Bun Bun. What do you do into all this? Was it the voice acting like part or the more sexual nature of the audios? It's actually both. I've been complimented on my voice so much that a lot of people said that I should post on GWA. And also, when I found out that I didn't really like being a dominatrix as I would have hoped, this is a good alternative to it because I'm not giving myself in a way that I'm uncomfortable with, and I still get to make audios and still pleasure people. Do you have any inspirations that help you through what you do? Yes, I do. And his name is Angel Mane. He writes a lot of the scripts that I like to read, and he's one of my best friends. I really like him, and he means a whole lot to me, and he gave me so much advice and helps me so much with everything that I deal with, or just giving me advice, or just helping me with my audios, or hey, don't do that, that's not a good idea. He means a lot to me, so if he's listening, hi. What kind of car do you / would you drive? I really like the Honda Civic. Any Honda Civic. I think they're so cool. And I'd want it to be a purple one. But I currently don't have a car at the moment. I like to take public transportation. What is your favorite food and why? Okay, so I really like to cook. And my favorite food to make is Italian food. I really, really, I like any type of Italian food, and I like making my own pasta. But lately I've been experimenting with rosé, which is, you make Alfredo white sauce, that's, all buttery and so good, and then you add a touch of tomato or regular, pasta sauce to it to make it pink or a peachy color. And the two flavors blend so well together. It's so fucking good. I haven't found the perfect ratio yet, but oh my god, highly recommend it. But probably my favorite food, of all time, that I could eat it all the time and never get sick of it, is the Mongolian beef that my local Chinese restaurant has. I love it too much. It's so good, and I would die without it. Also, congrats. I really like your stuff, and honestly, sometimes I find myself looking up to you as far a creator. I hope your day is well. Well, I hope your day is well, too. Thank you. That's so sweet. And then this next comment is from Next Strength. Congrats on 200. I hope you don't mind if my question is a little more personal, but do you have an SO? And if you do, do they also do audios? I do have one. It's a little bit complicated. I'm pretty sure he doesn't really like my audios that much. But he supports me in whatever I do. So, I'm glad that he does, but it's a little bit complicated between me and him. If they don't, do they know you do audio / enjoy them? Yeah, he knows. He knows a little bit too much. It's something I'm somewhat dealing with myself. You know what? Tell them. Just tell them. If they don't like it, then that's their prerogative. Because you have to open yourself up to your significant other. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Because if you have a foundation of revealing, or not revealing, of hiding some things from them, then you're probably going to pick up that habit of doing it to other things, and then they'll always find out one way or another. So just tell them. And if it ends, it ends. I'm really sorry, but yeah, that's my advice. Okay, this is from a person who messaged me, so I'm not going to tell their name. Not sure if you're posting this Q&A as an audio or just / still answering, but you mentioned Breath of the Wild and I had to bite. What do you think of it so far if you haven't finished it yet? I fucking love it. I finished it 3 times, all on different runs. I put 800 hours into that game. And I'm still finding stuff. I still haven't found all the Koroks. I have the Korok mask on 24/7, and I still haven't found all of them. I think the highest number that I found was 400. Shit. I fucking love it. I love the audio design. I love the sounds. I love how it's a game of just like, here's how you do this, this, and this. Now just go. And I love, it's amazing. Do you have a favorite Zelda game, favorite iteration of Zelda? Breath of the Wild is the only one that I've played since I was a PlayStation kid growing up. And I do want to play Ocarina of Time. That's always sounded really cool to me. So I need to find an emulator that doesn't look too suspicioso. Do you play Smash? If so, what do you mean? Just curious. I have a bad relationship with Smash. When I was a little girl, I have two brothers. They're really, really good at video games, just naturally. And I had some catching up to do. So when I wanted to play Smash with them, they would team up and kill me over and over and over again and not even allow me to learn the game until I left so that they could have fun again. So that kind of put a bad taste in my mouth to Smash. So I don't really play it. I'll play it with my niece every once in a while. But if I was to main somebody, it would be Sans. Yeah, Sans just came out. Hell yeah, Sans. And I guess since Zelda / Nintendo is kind of the topic here, if you could only bring one Breath of the Wild item with you into real life, what item would you pick? Can I say the Sheikah Slate? I really love the Sheikah Slate. But if that's kind of a cop out, so. No, I'm just going with the Sheikah Slate with all of its weird powers because it's just a smartphone with, like, superpowers. So yeah, that's what I choose. And that's all the questions that I got. There's not really that many, so I'll just add something really quick in here. So since I used to work at a sex store, and since, like, I was really dedicated to my job, if any of you have any if any of you have any questions on what toys to buy or how to use a toy or what kind of, if you even need like advice, on how to properly have sex, I have given classes on, I have given classes at my adult store too, actually, BDSM 101. So if you have any questions on how to establish a BDSM relationship or how to move forward in your BDSM relationship, I will be happy to help you. More than happy. And the second class that I taught was how to please a woman. You have no idea how many guys in their just coming out of high school, 18, all the way up to 50, how to teach a girl to how to get a girl to squirt. Okay, I will tell like a small, like, funny story. So I had a life-size recreation of thighs, ass, and pussy all the way up to her mid-torso. And I taught guys how to finger that way and how to lick the clit and where to put your dick. And the certain positions not to do when you're having sex with a woman. Like, do not let her twist because your dick will twist off and that will hurt and you will not have one anymore. Don't do that. But yeah, if you guys have any questions about that, I'd be more than happy to help. And if you guys want me to talk about, for my next Q&A, if you want me to talk about the past subs that I've had, I will happily tell you. And I think it would kind of turn them on to be demeaned to thousands of people. All right, so that's it for now. I think I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. Thank you all so much for the 200 followers. You guys are so sweet. I'm going to be posting soon. Of course, it's going to be an Angel main script because I owe him. And, well, see you at 300, I guess. or whenever I deem it necessary to have another Q&A. All right. Bye, lovelies.